Thank you, Adrian. I want to thank everybody for coming today. And we, since we're in the Sfirat HaOmer, I wanted to go through some of the topic of Sfirat HaOmer, and maybe talk a little bit about the halacha and some hashkafa about Sfirat HaOmer. Directly into it like this, huh? Okay. Okay, now I have it. Thank you for telling me all of this. We look in the sheet and we see two psukim. Actually, one pasuk, the first pasuk is, the first one is in Pashas Emor. There it writes, Usafatam lochem imachos ha-shabbos miyom haviachem es omer ha-tnufa sheva shabbosov tamimos tiyena ad mimachos ha-shabbos ha-shviyiz tispu chamishim yom v'kraftem min chadosh al adushem. So you shall count from the day after the Yom Tov, the first day of Pesach, from that day which you bring the Korban Omer, count 7 full weeks. Until the day after the 7 weeks, you'll have 50 days and you'll bring the new Korban Mincha for Hashem. Now in Parshas Re'eh, in Devarim Perek Tezayin, there we read, Shiva Shavuos Tispelecha Mahachel Chemesh Bekama Tochel Lispa Shiva Shavuos. Shall count 7 weeks from when you begin to harvest, count 7 weeks. Now, when we compare the Pasuk in Parshas Emor with the Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, we notice some striking differences. First of all, in Parshas Emor, there were commanded to count weeks as well as days. And in Parshas Re'eh, we're commanded only to count weeks. The second difference is the tense of the Pasuk. In Parshas Re'eh, Emor, it's Lashon Rabim, Sfatem Lochem, Yom Haviachem, Tisperu, Vikraftem. Everything is Lashon Rabim. And in Parshas Re'eh, there it's Lashon Yochid. And there it's the singular. Shiva Shavuos, Tispaloch, Tochel, Lispor. It's Lashon Yochid. So the question is, why is it that in Re'eh it's written in the singular tense, you singular, and in Emor it's Lochem, it's written you plural, many people, and also why is it that in Pashas Emor days are mentioned and in Re'eh only weeks are mentioned? And the third question, if we're supposed to count days as well as weeks, and finally on the 50th day, we have the holiday, why is the holiday called Chag Shavuos, the holiday of the weeks? Shouldn't we call it also Chag Hayamim, the holiday of the days? But the holiday is called Chag Shavuos by the Torah. So why is the holiday called the holiday of the weeks rather than the holiday of the days? So there's a well-known Vilna Gaon who doesn't talk about this question, but he makes a comment someplace in which he says, if you have problems of singular tense versus plural tense in the Torah, said sometimes the solution to the problem is whether the Torah is addressing the individual Jews, every individual Jew should do X or do Y, then the Torah will write it Hilshon Rabbim, many, many, many Jews, every single person should do this or that, or not do this or that. If the Torah is addressing the nation of Israel, or wants the nation of Israel to do something, then the Torah will use Lashon Yachid, the singular. That's a Vilna Gaon idea, which he says solves some of these questions sometimes. So I want to suggest, and I think I heard this maybe from Rabbi Soloveitchik many years ago, so I can't say for sure, but I would, if I think I heard it, I probably did, that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer has two obligations. There's the obligation of each individual to count, and then there's an obligation for the nation to count. That would explain the two different Pashios over here, that in Pashas Emor, where it's written in the plural, Lochem, Svartem, Lochem, Tisperu, Chamishim Yom, that's a mitzvah addressed to every individual, let's say male Jew. It's a mitzvah, often it's a mitzvah, say Shazman Grama, we'll come to that later. So every Jew has his own personal mitzvah to count the 49 days. So that's why it's written Lochem. However, there's an additional, there's another mitzvah for Am Yisrael, the Jewish nation should count. That mitzvah is in Parshas Re'eh. And in that mitzvah, which is for Am Yisrael, it's written as Lashon Yochid. It's written in the singular. And that's why it says, Shiva Shavuos Tispaloch. And then also, that would explain why the Chag is called Chag Shavuos rather than Chag Hayomim, because individuals don't make a Chag. The Chag is made by Am Yisrael. The Jewish nation celebrates Chagim, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. Individual Jews, we don't make our own personal Chagim. We only participate in the Chag of Am Yisrael. So the mitzvah of Am Yisrael is, it says in Re'eh, Shiva Shavuos Tispaloch Mehochel Chemesh Bakama Tochel Lispa Shiva Shavuot. It's written in a singular way, addressing the nation of Israel. The nation of Israel should count 7 weeks. And Vasisa Chag Shavuos. I apologize that I didn't bring down here the next pasuk. The next pasuk says, V'asiso chag shavuos l'shem alokecha, make the chag. So, since the chag is a mitzvah tzibur, mitzvah of the whole nation of Israel, and the mitzvah of the nation, this apparently also is the difference between Emor and Re'eh in terms of the days and the weeks, that the mitzvah of the days is a mitzvah yachid. Each individual has to count days and weeks, as it says in Parshas Emor. However, Am Yisrael is fundamentally obligated as a nation to count the weeks, not the days. That's why in Parshas Re'eh, there's no mention of days. The mitzvah of Am Yisrael is to count the weeks. And therefore the Chag, which is the Chag of Am Yisrael, is called Chag Shavuot. It's not called Chag Hayomim. The mitzvah of the days is a mitzvah of the individuals. However, the Am, as a nation, we have the mitzvah of a weeks rather than days. And that's why, as a nation, we come to the Chag, it's called Chag Shavuos. And we can say, maybe a little bit, a bit of Hashkafa on this, is that a Shavua is a collection of things. It's a collection of 7 days. A day is the individual unit. So therefore, the Torah addressed the mitzvah of counting the days, which are individual units, to individual Jews. Individuals should count the days. And the collective, the nation, should count the weeks, which is a collection of days. Now this would explain an opinion of the Mar HaKatan. If you turn to the second page, page 6, the very end, the Mar HaKatan, the last two lines in the second column on the left, on top, He writes like this, Hamakomot shenagu shelo limnot shavuot b'chol yom v'yom ad melot ha-shavua b'chol shavua v'shavua hu ha-minag ha-yafeh. He says that those places that the custom is not to count weeks every day, just at the end of each week, they mention the week. That's a very good custom. So, not as we do, let's say it's 24, so we say today is 24 days, which are 3 weeks and 3 days. He says, no, that's not the way to do it. The way to do it is, you count the days, today's 24 days, 25 days, you don't mention weeks. You only mention weeks at the end of the week. You're counting a week. So at the end of each week, I count 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. He said, that's a good custom. Now, basically, the way we're saying, based upon our now frame of reference that we're dealing with two mitzvos, a mitzvah siyachid and a mitzvah sibur, the Baal HaMor is great because what he's saying is that really there's no point or reason to intertwine the two mitzvahs every single day. The individual, he has his mitzvah of counting the days. So every day he counts the days. The nation, our mitzvah as a nation is to count the weeks. We have to build up to Chag Shavuot, to counting the weeks. So once a week, at the end of each week, we count the week. We say it's 1 week, it's 2 weeks, it's 3 weeks, it's 4 weeks. We have no reason to mention it every single day. Parts of weeks. So that would be a very nice shita based upon this theory. Now, look at number three. We have in the Gemara and Masechet Menachot, also now, it's the last long line, and it's the last word on the line before that. The long line I'm talking about begins with the word Abaye, and the word before that is Omar Abaye. So we start from there, towards the very end. Omar Abaye, Abaye said, Mitzvah lemimine yomei, u'mitzvah lemimine shavuei. It's a mitzvah to count days. It's a mitzvah to count weeks. Okay. Rabbanon debei Rav Ashi, manu yomei u'manei shavuei. They did count in the school of Rav Ashi. They counted days and they counted weeks. Amemar, mane yome velo mane shavue, amar zecher lemigdash hu. Amemar, he counted days, he didn't count weeks, he said it's only a way of remembering the Beis HaMikdash. So as the commentaries explain, the opinion of Amemar feels that nowadays, the mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer is not based on the Torah. It's only a zecher of the Beis HaMikdash. It's only a way of us remembering what used to be a mitzvah during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the reason for that presumably is because when you read in Parshas Emor, on the top, it says, Usfat Mochem Emochos HaShabbos Miyom Haviachem Es Omer HaTanufa. We should start counting from the day you bring the Korban Omer. Now when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, there is no more Korban Omer. Since there's no more Korban Omer, so the mitzvah cannot be according to the Torah. So what are we doing counting nowadays? We're only trying to remember an old mitzvah which once existed. Remember that there once was a mitzvah in the Beis HaMikdash, and hopefully there'll be a Beis HaMikdash again. So this is a way of keeping this in mind, that there Beis HaMikdash is very important, so we do the mitzvah of counting the Sefirot Zecher LeMikdash as a remembrance of the Beis HaMikdash. But the reason that it's not Midoraita is because we don't have the carbon. Okay. But the question is, why did Amema say that because it's only a Zecher LeMikdash, I should count the days and not count the weeks? He counts days but doesn't count weeks. I mean, if he's trying to remember the Beis HaMikdash, so let him do it the right way. There are other mitzvos which we do Zecher LeMikdash. For example, we shake a lulav and esrig 7 days. The Gemara says that the mitzvah of shaking lulav and esrog is only really 1 day. But in the Beit HaMikdash, they used to do it 7 days, and we do it for 7 days also as a Zeicha LeMikdash. Now, we do it exactly the same way that they did it in the Beit HaMikdash. We don't in any way change the mitzvah of lulav and esrog because it happens to be only a Zeicha. We do it the proper way because there's a general rule called the Tikkun Derabbanan came to write the Tikkun. If Derabbanan try to do something to remember something of the Torah, so they basically mimic and do an exact replication of the Torah. So we shake lulav and esrog in a normal way. The first day, the second day, third day, everything is the same, even though the first day is the right and the other days are only a Zeicha LeMikdash. However, here, a Meimar has a new idea that because of the Zeicha LeMikdash, you should change the mitzvah. Instead of counting days plus weeks, you should only count the days and not count the weeks. But he doesn't explain why that should be. But we could suggest the idea is based upon our frame of reference that we say that there are really two mitzvahs going on. One mitzvah is a mitzvah siyachid, is days and weeks. And then there's a special mitzvah of the tzibur to count the weeks. So we could say like this, that the idea of the tzibur counting the weeks is in order to create Chag Shavuot. Because as we said, there's no such a thing as individuals creating or celebrating a Jewish holiday. A Jewish holiday is a national holiday. By the way, just as a little parenthetical remark, that's the big issue about Yom HaTzmaut. It has to be a national holiday in order to be called a Chag. And the issue is, can Yom HaTzmaut be called a national holiday? Is it just individuals who want to be happy about something? But anyway, as getting away from that, a normal Jewish holiday is a national event. Chag Shavuot, Chag Sukkot, Chag Pesach. Now, the counting of the 7 weeks by the nation of Israel creates Chag Shavuot. Two very important things happened which changed that situation nowadays from the way it used to be in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. The first main difference is that we don't have this carbon, the two carbonos at the beginning and at the end of Sefirot Om, which the Torah mentions, the carbon Omer and the carbon Shteh Lechem, which you bring on Shavuot. Now these two carbonos are national carbonos. These are carbonot Zibur. The nation brings the carbon Omer, and the nation brings the carbon of the Shteh Lechem. So for some reason, which the Torah does not explain, for some reason, the counting of the Omer and the creation of Chag Shavuot somehow is linked to these two carbonos, one at the beginning, one at the end. And since we cannot do these carbonos, so there's something missing in our national endeavor to create Chag Shavuot. That's one problem. Another problem is, and this is maybe even more important than the first one, it used to be, in the time of the Beit HaMikdash, that there was no such a thing as a Jewish calendar. The calendar was completely freestyle and changed from every single month when the Beit Din in the Beit HaMikdash would get the witnesses who saw the new moon and they would decide which day, day 30, day 31, is the Rosh Chodesh. And based on how the Beit Din decided the Rosh Chodesh, that would determine when the Chag would come. So the Gemara says, be that the case, Chag Shavuot itself in the Chumash doesn't have a fixed calendar date. Chag Shavuot actually has a floating date. Depending on what happens in Chodesh Iyar and Chodesh Sivan with the witnesses, that could determine when Shavuot. Shavuot is always the 50th day of the count. And you start counting always the second night of Pesach. However, if, let's say, Nisan will be Chaser, will be 29 days, and then Iyar will be Chaser 29 days, so then Chag Shavuot will come out on the 7th of Sivan. If Nisan and Iyar are both Mole, Nisan is a 30-day, and Iyar is a 30-day, because that's when the witnesses show up, so then Shavuot will fall on the 5th day of Sivan. if Nisan is Chasa and Iyar is Male, or vice versa, then Shavuot will fall on the sixth day of Sivan. So Shavuot itself doesn't have any fixed day. It could be the fifth, sixth, or seventh of Sivan, depending on Male v'Chaser, and the witnesses coming to be Makadosh the Rosh Chodesh. So that's basically how we are creating Chag Shavuot. We're creating Chag Shavuot through the medium of the counting, as well as the Bet Din deciding Kiddush HaChodesh. When is Kiddush HaChodesh of Iyar? When is Kiddush HaChodesh of Sivan? And thereby, we come up with the date, 5, 6, or 7 of Chodesh Sivan. However, that whole routine has been nullified because there was a Churban Beit HaMikdash. And we don't do this anymore. So after Churban Beit HaMikdash, the great rabbis of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi's Bet Din sat down and said, we have to create a Jewish calendar for all generations in the future. And they sat down and they created a calendar for the next 10,000 years approximately. And hopefully by then Mashiach will come and we'll go back to the old system. But in the meantime, we have a calendar. The calendar always makes it work out that Nisan Iyar, one is Male, one is Chasa, always. And therefore, Shavuot is always the sixth day of Sivan. There's no ifs, no buts, no variations. It's always going to come out the sixth day of Sivan. So really, we're not creating Chag Shavuot anymore. It's already been done a long, long time ago. And it's just there in the calendar and it pops up every year at the same time. So the whole concept that we are creating Chag Shavuot by counting 7 weeks, and we can make a difference whether it's 5, 6, or 7th day of Sivan, that doesn't apply anymore because it's been settled a long time ago by the Bet Din of the Tanaim, who said their calendar, and they made it the 6th day of Sivan, no matter what happens. So presumably, even if no one would count Sefirat HaOmer anymore, Chag Shavuot would still come up every year the 6th day of Sivan. It's already been settled. So we don't really have the Kaviyut of the Chag anymore based upon our counting. That's why our Meima said it's a Zeichel Amigdosh. You cannot say that we're counting in a Din Doraita to create Chag Shavuot. Chag Shavuot has been established a long time ago anyway. So therefore, all we're doing now is a Zeichel Amigdosh. And now we understand why our Meima in this surprising ruling said, let's not count weeks anymore, just count the days. Why would he do such a thing? We don't say that on Sukkot, the last 6 days of the Chag, shake a lulav, but don't pick up the esrog, because it's only a zeichel hamikdash. We do the mitzvah the right way. So why in this mitzvah did he drop the weeks and just keep the days? The answer now is very obvious, because since the days are the individual mitzvah of Sefirat HaOmer, however, the weeks is Am Yisrael's mitzvah, and Am Yisrael is no more establishing Chag Shavuot nowadays because it's been established a long time ago, and we don't have the sacrifices, which apparently are very important in what we're doing. The Chag Shavuot needs that sacrifice Omer and the sacrifice of Shtei Lechem. We don't do that either. So therefore, let's drop the whole count of Shavuot. The count of Shavuot doesn't make any sense anymore. So that's why he says we should count Yamim and don't count Shavuot. Zeichel Migdashu. Now, our custom, our halacha, we do count days and weeks. We don't paskin like him. We paskin like Abaye and the Rabbanan of Rav Ashi, who did count the days and the weeks. So we have to understand, why do they disagree with him? He has a very interesting and very, I would think, very persuasive idea. So we look in the Rambam in number 5. We see that the Rambam paskins like Abaye. He says in Halacha Chav Beis, Mitzvah Sase Lispar Shevesh Shabbosos Tamimos Miyom Havas HaOmer Shenemu Sfatim Lachem Mimachas HaShabbos Shevesh Shabbosos Mitzvah Limnos Hayomim im hashavuot shenem atispu chamishim yom Mitchilat Hayom Monim, Mitchilat Moneh, Balayla Melech Shishas Ben Nisan. He says there is a mitzvah to count 7 weeks when you, from the time you bring the Omer. It says count from Machos Shabbos 7 weeks. There's a mitzvah to count days with weeks, as it says Chamishim Yom. And now go to Halacha Chav Dalid. There, mitzvah zu al kol ishmi Yisrael uvachol makom uvachol zman v'nashim v'avadim p'tu mimena. It says this is a mitzvah coming to every man in Israel, any place and in any time. So he says v'chol zman means even b'zman hazeh, even nowadays at the Beit Hamikdash is charev, we still have the mitzvah of the Torah. So according to the Rambam, Abaye disagrees with Amema in a very strong way. Amema is saying the mitzvah nowadays is only a zechel mikdash, it's only midrabanan. Therefore, he also says we drop the weeks, we only count the days. And Abaye, Rabbanu Rav Ashi, who say mitzvah lemimne yom or mitzvah lemimne shavuah, they're of the opinion that the mitzvah nowadays is the raita. Since it's the raita, therefore we have to do it the exact way the Torah says. We have to count days and weeks. So what are we going to say? So based upon our frame of reference, that we're dealing here with a mitzvah yachid, which is the days, and a mitzvah tzibur, which is the weeks, the Rambam is paskening that you should still count days and weeks. Apparently, according to the Rambam, we'll use our frame of reference to explain this. According to the Rambam, apparently, the mitzvah of the yachid, the mitzvah of the individual to count, includes days and weeks, because that's what it says in Parshas Emor, you should count days and weeks. So Amemar was saying, the one who said that the mitzvah nowadays is a zeichel lemikdash, is only midrabanan, he was saying like this. First of all, there's no mitzvah of the tzibur to count anymore, because we don't have the korbanot, and we already have a calendar which created the chag a long time ago. So therefore, there's no mitzvah of the tzibur. But Amema also was saying that even the yachid, even the individual, is only doing a zeichel lemikdash, because according to Amema, these two mitzvahs are completely dependent upon one another. During the Zman of Beit HaMikdash, where you had the mitzvah of the Tzibur to create the Chag, you also had a mitzvah of the Yachid to count the days together with the Tzibur counting the weeks. Every single person is counting days, because it's the Zman of Sfirat Omer Midoraita. Once the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed and the mitzvah of the Tzibur stops, so then the mitzvah of the Yachid, the individual mitzvah, also stops. It also becomes only a zeichel mikdash. That's what Amema said. But the Rambam says no. The Rambam says Abaye disagrees with this. Abaye says, forget about the mitzvah of the tzibur. Good. Nowadays, the tzibur doesn't have to count because the no kabanot, and the chag has been determined by an old bezdin thousands of years ago. There's no mitzvah tzibur to count weeks, min haTorah. But why shouldn't the yachid have his mitzvah to count days and weeks, midoraita? He's not creating the chag. There's no requirement for yachidim to create the chag. The individual counts for a different reason. It's a separate mitzvah to count sphere as an individual, irrelevant of creation of the chag. The chag is not called chag ayamim, it's called chag shavuot. Chag shavuot is ein hachanami, you're correct. The Rambam will tell Amema, you are correct that the Tzibur, the nation, doesn't have to create Chag Shavuot anymore because it's already been fixed from a long time ago and we don't do Korbanot, so we don't have these national sacrifices, so we're out of the picture of creating the Chag. But the individual doesn't, his mitzvah has nothing to do with that, the question of creating the Chag. So therefore, the individual still maintains his mitzvah from the Torah to count days and weeks, even nowadays. That's why the Rambam passes like Abaye, that you should count nowadays, days and weeks, b'chol makom u'b'chol zman, even though it's not time of the Beit HaMikdash, it's the time of nowadays, but the individual has his own personal mitzvah to count. Amema said the two mitzvahs are dependent, and the main mitzvah according to the Amema was the mitzvah of the tzibur. And if the tzibur doesn't have the mitzvah b'zman hazeh, therefore the yachid's mitzvah is also taken away. But according to the Rambam and Abaye and the Rabban and Rav Ashi, no. The mitzvah of the Yachid is independent of the mitzvah of the Tzibur. Therefore, even though there's no mitzvah of the Tzibur, but there is a mitzvah of the Yachid should count nowadays. That's what the Rambam paskens. Now, look in the Tosfos over here, number 4. Tosfos writes, like the Zeichel LeMikdash Hu, Meima said, it's a Zeichel LeMikdash. It's only a mitzvah of the Rabbanon, to remember the Beis HaMikdash. So Tosfos writes, Nire de besafik chashecha yachal levarech ve'ein tzorach lahamtzim ad sheheivad alayla kevin shuhu sveka de rabbanon. Said that in the safik chashecha, in other words, between sunset when the stars come out, it's called ben hashmashot. It's in twilight zone. And it's a suffix. We don't know whether it's Yom or Laila. Is it day or night? So he says he believes you can make a bracha and count. You don't have to wait for it to be really night, which means the stars came out, because this is a suffix de Rabbanon. What Tosfos is saying is, we have a rule. If you have a suffix, a question about something de Rabbanon, a dinner with the rabbis, you can go lekula. You can be lenient. If it would be a suffix of the Torah, you have to be a machmir, you have to be strict. Everybody knows that rule. Suffolk derites as a chumrah, and the suffolk of the Rabbanan is a kula. So he says, if you're in the twilight zone, the sun went down, the stars didn't come out, you want to know, can I count Sphira? Because Sphira begins at night. So it's a suffolk yom, suffolk lila. Since the mitzvah nowadays is only mitzvah Rabbanan, we don't count according to the Torah. We're only counting as a Rabbanan zeichel, a migdash, to remember the Beit HaMikdash. So then, you can say, Suffolk Rabbanan Lekula, you can be lenient and say, well, it's a twilight, we'll be lenient and allow the person to count. So one second. Tosfos is going on a Meima, or is Tosfos going according to Abaye? He doesn't say. But he's paskening. Nireh de besafik hashecha yachol levarech ein tzorach lahamtem at shehei vaday laila came to suffik to Rabbanon. So he's passing for us. We never saw anybody nowadays count days and forget about the weeks. Everybody's counting weeks. Whether you do it every day, you mention the weeks, or like the Balamor, once a week. But everybody's counting weeks nowadays. So how can Tosfos say Amema? Amema said don't even mention the weeks. So clearly, Tosfos is not referring to Amema, even though the beginning words of Tosfos are the words of Amema, Zeichel LeMikdashu, but he's not referring to Amema then. He's saying, according to Abaye, who said you count days and weeks, it's a suffix to Rabbanon, and you're allowed to count during the Bein Hashmasha, during the twilight. So you see from Tosfos that Tosfos interprets the Machloket, Abaye and Amema, differently than the Rambam. The Rambam said that according to Amema, the mitzvahs de Rabbanon nowadays. And according to Abaye, the mitzvahs from the Torah. And he passes like Abaye, the mitzvahs are from the Torah. According to Tosfos, no. Abaye is also a mitzvah de Rabbanon, except that Abaye said that the Rabbanon wants you to count in a normal way. You should count days and weeks. Not like Amema says that because it's de Rabbanon, Zeichel HaMikdash, do a quasi-mitzvah. Only count days and don't mention the weeks. Abaye says, no, Amema, you are right. It is a Zeichel HaMikdash. It's only mitzvah banan. However, count the days and the weeks. Do it the regular way. And therefore, Tosfos says that according to Abaye also, in the twilight zone, you can be mekel because it's only mitzvah banan. You can be mekel and count Sphira after sun sets before the stars come out. So now, using our frame of reference, what does it mean? It means that according to Tosfos, and according to Apsak of Tosfos, the way we're doing it, the mitzvah nowadays is Rabbanan. It means like this, that the fundamental mitzvah of the Torah is to create Chag Shavuot, which is the mitzvah of the Tzibur. But since nowadays we cannot do that because we don't have Kabbanot, which is the fundamental obligation of the Tzibur to bring the Karban Omer, count, bring the Karban Shteil Lechem, we can't do that. Second of all, since the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, so the old Beit Din, thousands of years ago, they created Chag Shavuot. They said it's always going to be the sixth day of Sivan, not like the Torah says that Am Yisrael decide every single year and figure it out. Maybe it's the fifth day, maybe it's the sixth day, maybe it's the seventh day of Sivan. No, all of that was changed. We created the Chag Shavuot years ago. So nowadays, there's no point in saying we have a mitzvah of the Torah. Why? The mitzvah of the Torah depends on Klai Yisrael creating the Chag. The Chag is already in place. So therefore, there is no mitzvah of the Torah to create the Chag of the Tzibur. And because there's no mitzvah of the Tzibur, there's no mitzvah of the Torah for the Yochid to count his individual days, because since there's no creation of Chag Shavuot for Am Yisrael, so therefore Abaye says, like a Meimah, the whole mitzvah nowadays doesn't exist, not from the Torah, not no level, not a tzibur level, not a community level, not an individual level, neither level is there according to the Torah, it's only a Zeichel HaMikdash. The Machlok, the Abaye and a Meimah is, did the Zeichel HaMikdash, this Drabanan, does it keep the same original form of the Torah, which is days as well as weeks, which is what Abaye says, or does it take a completely new form and it becomes a new way of counting? You count days and drop the weeks, which is a Meimah's thing. And namely, a Meimah did that in order for people to realize that we're not creating the Chag. The Chag is there without our counting. Therefore, he says, drop the words, drop the weeks, and people will say, hey, why the Chag Shavuot? I don't even mention weeks. So they'll tell him, well, years and years ago, the rabbi sat down and created the Chagim for 10,000 years, and that's why we don't have to count the weeks, in order for us to understand what's really going on. But Abaye says we don't have to do this strange thing, just to count days and weeks, and everything is midrabbanon. And that's why, Bein HaShmashot, you're allowed to count. Now, Tosfos here then adds something which is extremely astonishing. At the end of that first line there, he says, V'od Omer, I also want to say, the afilu biyom samuch l'chashecha adif mishum tamimot kedaminan li'el v'ein nira. He says, I want to say that if you would count on the day before the sun sets, let's say this late afternoon, around, let's say, sun sets today, around, let's say, 8 o'clock. So close to sunset, let's say a quarter to 8, or 7:30, or 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock tonight, I would say, tonight is going to be 25. So I'm counting, on the end of day 24, I'm counting the next day 25. Taisa says, I think it's better. Afula biyom samach l'chashecha. If you would count on the day close to the evening, close to sunset, let's say 7 o'clock, adif, it's better. Mishum tamimo, that gets you a complete count. There's a concept here that the Gemara mentions that you want to count a complete count. Yeah, it says shevesh shabasos tamimo, complete. So you want to get the whole day and night, everything should be counted. So that's why the Gemara explains it's better to count at night than the following day, because you get tamimot. Taisus says, if you would count even before it ever became night, if you would count at the end of day 24, you would say, tonight is 25, is better. Because this way you're getting the whole 25 into the count. Because if you, let's say you count at 9 o'clock at night, so you're missing a half an hour, or an hour, because 25 begins at 8 o'clock, and I'm first counting at 9 o'clock. So I'm missing tamimot. It's not a perfect count. To have a perfect count, if I would say it at 7 o'clock, that tonight will be 25, so I'm getting the whole night into the count, so it's more of a tamimot. So this is one of the most astonishing ideas that I've ever seen in the whole Gemara, or anybody ever say such a thing, that you can count the next day before it ever comes. I can count, Tosfos says. Then he says, "Ein nira." I can't accept it. But he wants to say, I should be able logically to count day 25 at the end of day 24. At the end of 24th day, 7 o'clock at night, I should be able to say, tonight, tomorrow night, is going to be 25. So it's a very astonishing idea. Then he says, no, It's a bit too much for me. Ain't never. I don't want to do it. So, I've been thinking about this for many, many, many years. And the other salvation also thought about it for many years also. And Tosis wrote this about 800 years ago. So 800 years, Talmid HaChachamim who learned this are wondering, what is this concept to do a mitzvah before it ever... Could I eat matzah on Erev Pesach and say I want to eat the matzah for tomorrow night? Could I put on tefillin today for tomorrow? Could I keep Shabbos on Friday because it's before Shabbos? I mean, can I do a mitzvah before this man? What kind of an idea is this? That at the end of the first day, count the next day. It's amazing. I mean, and then he says, "Ein nira." He should have said, he should never have printed this. We shouldn't have to worry about this for 800 years. What does he mean? I can do a mitzvah before the time ever comes into the Bnei Shalom, into Pella. So, I was very lucky I had to give the shir, so I had to come up with something. So I thought of this. We have this frame of reference, which is going very well so far, that there are two mitzvahs, or two aspects of the mitzvah sphere. One is the individual count, each person counts, and one is the nation of Israel is counting towards the Chag. Now, when you talk about the individual, there's no question a person has to do his own personal mitzvah at the right time. I have to eat matzah on Pesach. I can't eat matzah on Purim, B'yotzei Pesach. And on Purim, I have to give Shalach Manos. I can't give Shalach Manos on Chanukah for Purim. So I have to do everything at the right time. So no question that the Yachid is counting his own personal sphere to Omer. He has to count when that Zman comes. First it says sunset, because Suffolk to Rabbanon Lakula, okay, that's the Zman. The day has already begun after sunset. But before the night even begins, before the sun goes down, you can't do a mitzvah today for tomorrow. So the mitzvah's Yachid cannot be done, even according to the first idea of the Tosfos. When Tosfos comes up with this idea that we should be able to count at the end of one day for the next day, I want to suggest that he's referring to the mitzvah of the Tzibur to create Chag Shavuot. So really, when we're creating Chag Shavuot, we're not being makayim the mitzvah every time we count. You see, the individual person, he's doing a mitzvah every time he counts. Someone told me Rabbi Rapp was here and he discussed the question whether it's 49 mitzvahs or one mitzvah. So I'm going to tell you that this is my idea. It's for the individual, it's 49 mitzvahs. Every day he does his mitzvah. One mitzvah a day, fine, keep the doctor away. So one mitzvah a day, he counts every day Sefirah to Omer, he's Yotzei. And he definitely has to do that at the right Zman. You can't do it. You can't eat matzah before Pesach, and you can't blow shofar before Rosh Hashanah. You do a mitzvah at the right Zman. He has to count after the Zman. However, the Am Yisrael, they're not doing 49 mitzvahs, the nation. The nation is doing one mitzvah, creating Chag Shavuot. We're makayim that mitzvah when we finish the 7 weeks. So basically, the whole idea of counting 49 days, not like a Meimah, but like we do, days, weeks, everything at the same time, to get to the end as a tzibur, to get to the end of the full count of 7 weeks. The real point of counting every day is not that every day when I count this day, we as a nation are getting a mitzvah. We're going to get the mitzvah when we create Chag Shavuot at the end. So the whole point of counting the 49 days as a national mitzvah, as a national endeavor, is to create the continuum of the days, or to create a package of 7 weeks. Sheva, Shabbosos, Tamimos. The mitzvah is 7 full weeks. As Tosfos points out, Tamimos. Now, 7 full weeks. So if that's what he suggests here, that if a person or a group of Jews will say very close, within an hour or so of the beginning of the next night, it's 7 o'clock, it's late in the afternoon, they're going to say, tomorrow is 25, which is 3 weeks and 4 days on the road to get to the 7 full weeks. 6, which is our national project. We want to get to the full 7 weeks and get to the Chag. They are putting that next day into the system of the 7 weeks. They are labeling it and giving it the quality of Tamimot, of becoming part of the package of 7 weeks. If the mitzvah would be right now, I would have to wait for the Zman. But the mitzvah is really not now. The mitzvah is to create all the pieces of 7 weeks, which at the end of 7 weeks adds up to Sheva Shabbatot Tamimot, full 7 weeks. So along the way, it's just really a question of labeling and assigning numbers to the days. Once we assign numbers to the days, they all get counted in the big count of 7 full weeks. So that's why Tosfos suggests maybe it's even better to get the whole night and day into it by labeling it even before it starts. Because I'm not being Mekayem a mitzvah then. I'm just creating an element to go into the big count, which will be the major mitzvah which we get at the end of the Zman. Okay. I wanted to mention, you know, there's a very strange, women try at least to do the mitzvah. You can, even though let's say it's a mitzvah that says Shazman Grama, because it has to do with time. So women do mitzvah that says Shazman Grama. They're not obligated, but they can do it as a voluntary mitzvah, like blowing shofar, going to sit in the sukkah. It's all voluntary. However, there's a very strange, I can't even say it's a statement, it's a two-word item in the Chidusha HaRamban, in Masechet Kedushin, in the Ramban's notes on his Masechet Kedushin, there the Gemara discusses mitzvot asei shazman grama, shalowa zman grama. So in the Ramban's comments, he mentions in the list of things which are asei shazman grama, positive commandments which have to do with time, that women don't have to do, but they can do it as a volunteer. There he writes, Sfirat HaOmer is in the list of mitzvot asei shelo azman grama, which don't have to do with time. And that's the only source we have that women must count Sfira, because Ramban and Chidushei Ramban has two words, Sfirat HaOmer, in the wrong list. He puts it into the list of mitzvot asei shelo azman grama. So I remember Rabbi Soloveitchik, the Rav, when he learned this, he said he's for sure it's a misprint. It had to go to the other list. But it's in this list, whether the Rav liked it or not. And a lot of rabbis think, well, if it's there, it must be in the right list. So therefore, everybody's trying to create some kind of rationale. Because really, it's a simple mitzvah to say Shazman Grama. It starts the second day of Pesach. That's a date. It has to do with night. You have to wait for the night. Whatever Tosfos said, we don't pass them like that. So there's many reasons why it's a mitzvah that says Shazman Grama. It has to do with time factors. Women should be putter. Why would the Ramban say they're obligated? So let me add my 2 cents to this discussion. We're saying that there are two mitzvahs here. There's a mitzvah of the individual and there's a mitzvah of the nation. The din that women are putter for mitzvah that says Shazman Grama only applies to individual mitzvot. For example, hearing the shofar. It's a private mitzvah. Since it has to do with time, women are not obligated. Tefillin. It's a private mitzvah. It has to do with time. You put tefillin on by day, don't put tefillin at night. Women don't have to do that. And so on and so forth. Sukkah, also with the time of the Chag. It's a personal mitzvah. National mitzvot are incumbent on women as well as men. National mitzvot. For example, there's a national mitzvah to build a Beit HaMikdash. And the Chumash says very clearly that the women contributed and responded to Moshe's call for Asuli Mikdash, make a Beit HaMikdash. The women gave even more than the men. Women were obligated to give. the Machzit HaShekel, every year we have to bring sacrifices for the nation. Women have to give the Machzit HaShekel and have to give that contribution of every Jew as well as men. Why? Because Beit HaMikdash, for the Beit HaMikdash, is a national mitzvah. Bringing Karbanot for the nation, Karban Tamid, Musaf, daily sacrifices, or weekly Shabbat sacrifices, a national mitzvot. A national mitzvot, we don't care if it's day or night. Because in Beit HaMikdash, is a mitzvah tzei shazman grama. You're not allowed to build the Beit HaMikdash at night. You must build the Beit HaMikdash only by day. The Karbanot, Tamid, Musaf, these are mitzvah tzei shazman grama. I bring a Karban Musaf only Shabbos. I don't bring it on the rest of the week. Karban Tamid is twice a day. That's it. These are daily mitzvot and have zmanim. Women are obligated because it's a national mitzvah. So when there's a national mitzvah, women as well as men, there's nothing to do. The woman is not coming into this as an individual. She's part of Am Yisrael. That's a clear thing. No one can really argue with this idea. So now, we want to explain this Ramban. Where does the Ramban, for some reason, no one really knows, put mitzvot Tzvira to Omer into mitzvot Aseh, Shalom has man grama. Nothing to do with man. This is man grama. Women are, it definitely is man grama. The answer is, he doesn't mean to say Shalom is man grama. It is man grama, but it's a mitzvah tzibur, not a mitzvah tziyachid. So let's say, we say that Tzvira Tzoma has a double mitzvah. It's a national as well as individual. So women are not obligated in individual mitzvah. But they are obligated in the national mitzvah. Since we're counting the Tzvira in order to create Chag Shavuot, it's a national mitzvah, women also have to keep the Chag. They also, as much as Am Yisrael, in the Chag. Now the fact is that the Chag Shavuot is Matan Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu, God gave the Torah to women as well as men. In fact, he mentions the women first. Kol Toma Levet Yaakov, V'Tagid L'Vnei Yisrael. He's giving the Torah to everybody, not just to men. So since we're counting Sfira to Omer in order to get to Matan Torah, so that's why women are included, according to Ramban. Now we said that the mitzvah of Sfira is individual as well as national. And it's a connection between Pesach and Shavuot. The thing is, it's all a question of getting ready for the Torah. When God took us out of Mitzrayim, we were a nation. We were a nation. But we were a nation which was born, so to speak, from nothing. We were granted nationhood by Hashem. He made us a nation when he took us out of Mitzrayim. We didn't do anything, really. We didn't have any national projects. We didn't accomplish anything. It's not like, let's say, the settlers of America, so they conquered America, so it became an American nation. What did we do? We were nothing. We were slaves in Egypt, and God took us out. So he granted us nationhood. So therefore, we have to go through a process of creating something, of doing something, to become a nation. Those are the 7 weeks between Pesach and Shavuot, and then we become a nation again at Shavuot. We get the Torah. We go to another level of nationhood. Like the Rav writes in his articles sometimes, the difference between fate and destiny. In Egypt, we had a national fate. We were slaves together, but we weren't doing anything. When you go to Shavuot and you go for the Torah, there's already destiny. We're on a road going someplace. We're accomplishing something. So we have to move from fate to destiny. That's the Sfirat HaOmer. Now this implies both Yochid and Tzibur, the individual as well as the nation. The individual, he has to become ready. He has to prepare himself as an individual for this destiny. Therefore, for 7 weeks, basically 49 days, he has to fix his character. He has to work on himself every single day. How can I fix this? How can I fix that? And get himself ready to live up to the obligations of the Torah. Now, the nation has to do the same thing. Now, what is the nation really doing during these 7 weeks? What happened during the 7 weeks from Yitzhiyat Mitzrayim till you came to Har Sinai? My personal opinion is only one real national accomplishment was achieved. Rashi says when they came to Hasinai, says Vayisu Mefidim Vayachanu b'midbar Sinai Vayichan Sham Yisrael neged Ahav. They left Mefidim. They came to Hasinai, and the nation camped by the house. So Rashi says the switch from Vayisu Vayachanu, which is Rabim, into Vayichan, which is Yachid, is Rashi says Ki Ishachad b'Leibachad. When they came to Hasinai, finally, after 7 weeks, they were one nation. It was Ishachad, Levachad, one person, one lev, one heart. So basically, what we have to do in the tikkun of the Yachid is multifaceted. Everybody has at least 49 different parts of his personality to fix. But the nation has only one thing to do, Vayichan, Ishachad, Levachad. We have to become one nation. That's the goal. When we got out of Egypt, we were not one nation. We had a common fate. We were all slaves and we all were freed, but it wasn't one nation. So much bickering, so much fighting, all the way through. You read the Chumash, you see one after the next. Masa Meriva, only fights. Because it was, people can have the same fate, but doesn't mean they get along. But to get along, that's already, you have to make a decision. You have to work on it. So to finally leave all the masot and revolt, all the fights and disputes of Am Yisrael, which they had as they left Mitzrayim and were marching even by the Yam Suf, there was a lot of machloket. And after the Yam Suf, only when they got to Hasinai, it was Vayichan Ki Ishachad B'Levachad. So when we work for 49 days as a nation getting ready for Matan Torah, it's in order to get away from Sinat Chinam and become a nation, Ishachan. And that's why, during these 49 days, we have the Avelut of Rav Akiva's Talmidim. Why did it happen over here? Because why did they die? They were sucked into the national calamity of Sinat Chinam, of hating other Jews. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafka made that during the period between Pesach and Shavuot, when as a nation we have to become Ishachad v'Lev Echad, become one, the Akiva students who were the epitome of Talmid HaChachamim, of great Torah scholars, and even they couldn't get along properly. The Gemara doesn't say that they hated one another. Lo nagu kavod ze b'ze. They didn't give enough respect. So right, for them, that's their sin. So it was not Ishachad v'Lev Echad. Therefore, they died during this period. So basically, what we have to work on during Sfirat HaOmer, besides the individual people, every person trying to become a better person, which is mitzvah yachid, there's a special mitzvah for Am Yisrael to create tamimot, to create perfection, completion, shavuot, collective, to become ishachad, b'lev echad, become one, and this way we are zoche for Matan Torah. The Torah was given to Am Yisrael, was given to individuals as well as Am Yisrael. Torah says, God tells to Moshe, tell the Jewish people, you will become Mamlechet Kohanim for Goy Kadosh. Mamlechet Kohanim means each Yachid v'Yachid, every person is special. And Goy Kadosh, the nation is special. We should be Zoche, that we do the right things and be Zoche for the true and complete Matan Torah.